It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey again, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest slaughter hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady with some mixed undertones seen on variable inventory positions among the plants for next week. Dealers and market managers said some packers have most of their needs covered through the middle of next week, while others are said to be trying to add a few loads yet for Monday and Tuesday. Peoria called steady today, top price of 47 even. The market, they say, should be steady with some plants working on Saturday and weights very current. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Thursday, August 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were 8,512. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 63 even to 74 even. The weighted average was 68.24, was down $1.29 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts were $1.29 lower, and we don't have the weighted average for the barrels and gilts today because we have some difficulties with our system this morning, but we're getting you the other hog prices. In the Western Corn Belt, the Daily Direct Hog Report, the negotiated swine purchases were 9,650. The base price range was 60.50 to 78.50. The weighted average was 71.82, and that was 34 cents higher than Wednesday.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Commodities were generally higher in overnight trade. We'll get a look at that trade coming up. We'll also get a market analysis from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing as we head into the last day of trading for the week. That comes up after our growing area's weather. And here to do that is AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Computer models are continuing to show a general theme over the next couple of weeks that will bring widely variable rainfall to the corn and soybean belt of the U.S. The jet stream will be up along the U.S.-Canadian border. At times, little spin-offs of the jet stream may bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms to the lower Great Lakes, but it looks like the area around the Ohio River Valley may be missed out on most of the chances for rain over the next couple weeks. The latest runs of the computer model have increased the amount of precipitation expected in the western corn belt for Sunday through Tuesday. Otherwise, very little change in the timing of the forecast over the next couple weeks. Relief from weeks of very warm, dry weather is on the way to the northwestern corn belt. It's expected that the weather pattern will be in place for the next 10 days or so. However, it's August, and it's ideal time to induce enough rain. It's not the ideal time to induce enough rain to fix long-term soil moisture and the water supply so that the worry over dryness is not completely removed. Odds are good that the crop condition will improve, but a full recovery in production potential may not be achievable at this time, a little too late in the season for that. The Delta in the southeast, showers yesterday brought about 15% rainfall coverage, anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch to almost 2 inches of rain in the southeast yesterday. The area of rain was confined from to northern Florida and southern Georgia. Rainfall coverage was about 15% in the Delta. Again, amounts ranged just from a few hundredths of an inch in southern Mississippi to local amounts that reached up to an inch and three quarters at Memphis, Tennessee. The Delta and much of the southeast will see net drying there during the next couple weeks. Only significant rainfall expected to occur across northern Florida and eastern South Carolina today into Saturday. Some locally heavy rainfall is likely in the area, but the combination of limited soil moisture, mostly dry weather, and hot temperatures will create significant crop stress from portions of the northern Delta to the northern Georgia and into the driest areas of the Carolinas and Virginia. Cuts in yield potential are expected if greater rainfall does not occur very soon in that area. Outside our borders, looking south of the equator down in Australia, rain fell across New South Wales, Victoria, and the southern coastal regions of the south and western Australia provinces yesterday. Queensland had a chance to receive some rainfall during the midweek next week. Precipitation will be brief and light and should not change the dry bias that has been prevailing in recent weeks there. And in India, rain was reported in more than 75% of the nation again yesterday, amounts varying from 2 to more than 4 inches in Rajasthan to the northern Uttar Pradesh region. Rainfall of 1 to 2 inches occurred in areas to far northern Andhra Pradesh, and rain will become frequent, widespread, and sometimes heavy over the next couple weeks. No area will be unaffected by rain, and most amounts widely varied. Flooding is expected in many areas, but no single region can be singled out for persistent, excessive rain or severe flooding. And just quickly looking at our neighbors to the north in Canada, crop moisture stress will continue in a large part of the Canadian province regions, despite occasional frontal systems bringing just a few showers and temporary cooling. Temperatures will continue averaging warmer than usual during the majority of the next 10 days. A few showers that occur will fail to produce enough rain to counter evaporative losses in most areas. Cooler weather and the few showers that do occur periodically will be welcome, but may not be enough to change the long-term potential for crop moisture and production potential in those areas. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at overnight trade in Kansas City on the Board of Trade. September wheat opened overnight at 636 and three quarters, up 2 1/4 pennies. The last trade was up 7 3/4. December wheat, 651, up a quarter. Last trade, up 6 1/4. And the March contract, 651, unchanged on the open. Last traded, up 3 1/4 cents. On the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 643.5 overnight, up 1 3/4. Last traded, up 6 1/4. December wheat, 663.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3.5. March, 61.5, up 5 1/4 cents. Last trade up 6 3/4. July wheat, 555 1/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 1/4. September corn opened at 324, unchanged. Last trade up 3. December, 341 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. March corn, 354 3/4, down 1 1/5 on the open. Last traded up 2 3/4. May corn, 367 1/4, up 0.5. Last trade up 2.5. The July corn of 377 1/2, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 2.5. And December next year's corn, 391 1/4, last down 1. Last traded up 1.5. Oats for December are at 269 overnight, opened down 1. Last traded down 1.5. August soybeans at 833 on the open overnight, up 2 on the open, last trade up 2. September, 838 1/4, unchanged, last trade up 4.5. November, 856 1/2, up 2, last trade up 4.5. January beans, 867, down 1, last traded up 2. March beans, 880 1/2, unchanged, last trade up 4.5. And the May, 890 3/4, up 2.5, last trade up 4.5. Bean meal for August at 219.80 overnight, up opened 190 higher, last traded up 190. September, 220.30, up 20, last trade up 170. August bean oil at 37.36, down 7 on the open, last trade down 7. And September, 37.64, unchanged, last trade up 3. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this Friday morning is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
We saw some opens that were higher overnight. What does that bode for the day trade?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
We had overnight trade that was a bit higher. What are we expecting on the day?
Well, I think we're going to have some follow-through. Obviously, Informa is coming out later today, and there's a lot of fear that they may follow Stone's lead with a little weaker yield in some of these areas, Minnesota in particular. And also, I think the trade is sitting back right now. We've seen forecasts with additional precipitation. Everybody says, show me now. I want to see it. And so I think as long as we don't have any strong rain events going into the end of the day, we'll stay a little bit stronger. Obviously, the Southern Corn Belt beans need a drink of water. They haven't had any water for a couple of weeks, and they're in fill stage right now. So pretty detrimental if they don't get cooled off and get some water on them. Exports are good. Just excellent on wheat and corn. Basically, the trends are telling us here technically to buy beans. Wheat is friendly, but it just can't seem to break out, and corn is near the top right now, so you'd better be careful on corn.
It sounded that the European wheat values are up as well, and they may push prices up in the U.S. What are your calls for this morning?
Okay, call corn up 1 to 2 and beans up 4 to 6. Wheat about 4 to 6 higher also.
And quickly on the Merc?
don't have a good feel for the Merck right now.
All right. Thanks for your time,
yep.
Tom.
See you.
Tom Mann is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next report is the opening market report coming up at 9:50 this morning, Central Time. It's 9 o'clock.